Yeah, obviously, you know, everyone knows by now what kind of what happened, but, you know, it's been a hard week, but it's been a good week. You know, we're very fortunate for the care that he's been able to get, and he's responded really well to the multiple procedures that they've done. So we're very fortunate. We're very blessed that he responded the way he did, that the doctors and everyone have been incredible here at Levine. So, you know, we just continue to hope and pray that everything continues to progress as it has these first couple days. And, you know, we know he has a long road ahead of him. This is just the first of, you know, a few surgeries and kind of procedures that he'll have. But he handled the first one, you know, really well. So, you know, it gives us a lot of hope going forward.
How has the outpouring been?
What's that?
How has the outpouring been in the area?
It's been unbelievable. The amount of emails, letters to my house. The guys in the team, I mean, they organized 2 months of food for us to eat every single night of the week. You know, Steve and his wife organized, different guys volunteered to send food over. I mean, just, it's been incredible. You know, Mr. Richardson came over, Coach Rivera, Chud, I mean, you name it, the player. I mean, everyone's come to see us. Everyone has been there saying, you know, if you need something. It really is a special community. I've said it since the day I got here. And, you know, it just sucks that in these bad times, you know, it really shows, but I knew it beforehand. It's a special group of people around here. It's a really well-run organization as far as the people in place. And right now, we're the benefits. You know, we're benefiting from it. But it'll be somebody else another time.
How do you keep your mind on football?
Well, I didn't until today. I hadn't put much thought into the game this last week or so. And it really worked out well that it was the bye, because it would have been tough, you know, yesterday having a game to prepare for all week would have been tough. But I didn't have to worry about that. And it was nice to come back in here today and run around and kind of get back into the swing of things. So it felt good to kind of get back to reality a little bit.
How is everybody else? How's mom doing?
Good. Mom's doing good. She's, you know, she's unbelievably strong. So she, you know, you don't carry around 2 8-pound babies for 37 weeks if you're not. So she's doing great. She's up moving around and doing well. We brought our daughter home, so she's met her older brother now, and that's an interesting change for him. And then we just bounce back and forth. You know, he'll be in the hospital a while, so we just bounce back and forth between the hospital and home and try to divvy up our time amongst the three of them. So it's a challenge, but it is what it is.